Hey guys, and welcome back to the Geeks Advocates. I'm your co-host Rain, here with
Riku.
And today we have some content for you guys. But first, what have you been up to?
Let's see. I guess I've been getting ready for Halloween mostly. Halloween. You know, that's coming up. So I know, right? I feel like Halloween is one of those things where cosplayers kind of take the day off because we dress up for the rest of the year. And so I normally kind of do that because I really was going to go like full on onesie mode, like wear like a Kigu or something, you know. And I still might. I'm not saying I'm not going to do that, but I still want to make an actual costume because I have some stuff to attend this year. And I put a poll on Instagram between Freddy and Jason because there's a Bishojo figure that was done making like female versions of Freddy and Jason.
Okay.
So Jason won. That's what I'll be wearing or making. So I got to post progress photos of that and stuff. And that's kind of what I have going on right now. I know that like dips into the cosplay portion too, but
nah, it is what it is.
It is what it is. It's right. Halloween, and it's basically all about costumes and, you know, getting it together. I still have Freddy, you know, but I think I'm going to stick with what the crowd voted for and go with Jason. So how about you?
I'm just ready for candy. That's about it. I don't know what I'm dressing up as. I might just hit up Walmart and put on one of those scary movie hoods. And just do what I do and get some candy.
You know what? First of all, are you talking about going trick-or-treating?
More like a trunk-or-treat, or like they have this outside mall here called Bridge Street where they kind of like leave candy out. So I guess it would be something like trick-or-treating.
Okay, yeah. So many things. I just have issues with that, okay? Like, if you're going trick-or-treating in my neighborhood, you are taller than me, sir. You should be giving me candy. It should be the other way around. I'm one of those people. No, I am one of those people that, like, above a certain age, you need to be giving me candy.
You checking
IDs? Because
you
are too old. I should be checking IDs. Past a certain time, there's only teenagers and adults that are coming and knocking on your door. And at that point, you must be here for the party because you're not here for the candy. And there is no party. Party for one, I will be on the sofa watching horror movies. And that's about it.
What movies you got lined up?
I don't know. But you know what? There are so many movies now on Netflix that are kind of cool. There's a show actually on there right now. It's called Creeped Out. And it's like these little mini episodic stories or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of gives me Tales from the Crypt vibes in the sense that you have like that central character that intros the stories, I guess.
Okay.
And he's called The Curious. And it's not even that they're scary, but it's interesting enough for me to want to watch it and see what happens because they all have some sort of twist element to it, or they make you think and stuff like that. So I've just been checking out Netflix's stuff, and I have stuff on there, on Hulu. So I'll be covered for the evening.
You sure would be. That's what's
right?
up.
As for you, sir, you need to stop taking candy from those little kids because they earned that. You
I'm
did not. You have had your time. Your day is the same as my day. The day after Halloween, when you could go to the store and get
right.
all that candy for 90% off.
That's definitely going to happen.
Exactly. So,
Dollar
let
General,
them.
Dollar Tree, Walmart. I'm going to all those places.
Exactly. So let the little kids enjoy it, and don't don't be going over there and stealing candy from them. I could see that. We have this thing where it's called Trunk or Treat, and Shaq is running it, like basketball Shaq.
Yeah.
And I haven't been. I drove past it last year, but there were way too many cars, and like, I can't. It's too many people. But it's kind of a good idea because I think it gives little kids a safer way
right.
to trick or treat without going door to door because people are crazy. I mean, they always have been, but now it's worse.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I like
yeah.
that. That's a good idea. I mean, you want your kids run up to little random houses anymore. It's a different, I don't know if it's a different time, but there's a lot going on.
It is a different time, and there's a lot going on. Like, when little kids come, like, I know, at least in my neighborhood, when they come up to the door, there's always parents, like, within feet away from them, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's a good thing to just keep an eye on your kids rather than just let them run around. Or it's almost kind of low key terrifying. They drive around in vans, and when they open up the door, all the kids just come pouring out. Like,
Reverse kidnapping. That's
you know what I'm saying? It's almost like a swarm, like the zombies or something, are coming to
Leave the
get you, but
kids
it's
out.
all little tiny kids in costumes. The year before last, I think I did Pikachu. I had like Pokemon or something hat on, and it was really cute because a little kid came up dressed as Pikachu, and I was like, "Hey, I know who you are." And the little kid was so happy. So I like to dress up still, even if I'm just handing out candy. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm a
that's cool.
weirdo.
Yeah, we
You know what?
know.
What you not gonna do is sit over here and call me weird when you over here throwing on a scream mask and
What?
stealing candy from children, Gumby.
I should do that. I wonder if they have a Gumby one.
Oh my God.
You'll never see it.
Yeah, I will, 'cause you'll probably send a picture.
I can't have that shade on me.
It's okay, I still have the gifts. All right, so moving on. I've already talked about my cosplay and what I have currently going on right now. Are you working on anything?
I'm working on absolutely nothing. I'm still looking for, well, I'm not looking for a Spider-Man one. I'm saving up for a Spider-Man one. I found a place that does one very well, but they are extremely expensive. So I'm just waiting to have the money to pick that up, and I'll be ready for like some next year conventions for sure. But that's all I got cosplay wise.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. So moving on to that new. This time, since it's Halloween, or it's not Halloween today, but we're close to Halloween,
Right.
I thought this was like a fun thing that I saw. They have Halloween pop sockets. The company is releasing Halloween themed ones. So you can get Michael Myers, you know, Halloween, Jason, Friday the 13th, Leatherface, which is Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and He Who Shall Not Be Named from the movie It. And I will not address him by name, sir. But I thought that was really cool, and I kind of want to get the Jason one because obvious reasons, you know.
Right. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, and then they also, I don't think it's the same company, but I did see that there's a Halloween VHS case that's made for your phone. You know, like, you know what I'm saying? It looks like a VHS tape of the movie Halloween because it has the logo on there. And then apparently they make them for Apple, Samsung, and Google. It's like $7. And I think it's kind of cool to have like a retro sort of thing going on with your phone because the average person's going to look at it and be like, what is this? You know?
Right.
I just think that's really cool. Would you ever buy any of those?
I would get the VHS for my phone.
And the thing about it is they're interchangeable. I didn't realize that at first. I thought that
Like the
you had to,
caps?
like, yeah, like, I thought
Oh.
you had to, like, change them, like, the whole setup every time you want to put on a new one. But somebody was showing me yesterday that there's just, like, well, you know, it snaps on, but you can screw it off and attach a different design. So that makes it a lot more handy. That means you can just change it up on the fly instead of having to go through a whole big ordeal.
That could have saved me so much time because when I get one, I'm like, this is gonna be on my phone forever, or at least till I get rid of it. And it's hard to take off the adhesive on the back,
Yeah.
so I didn't know you could change the caps out.
Well, not all of them, just the PopSocket brand.
Okay.
What I currently have on my phone is like one of those rings, you know, where it's whatever kind of shape or design, but then it has a ring on it for you to hold up.
With your hand? Yeah, I got the same
Right.
thing. Yeah.
And it just makes it easier, like not even just like selfies or whatever, because honestly, I don't really take that many selfies, but I like to have it when I'm filming also, because it gives the phone something else to distribute the weight to, you know,
Right.
so it's not as heavy. I don't know, I feel like I'm a lot more stable with it.
Okay.
You know, as stable as you can be, like holding a phone.
Right. It feels more secure for me. 'Cause it's like it's on my finger. It's
Yeah.
not going anywhere.
So the next thing is that, you know, the PS5 is slated or confirmed to come out holiday 2020, which is next year. I was reading around, and they have like a bunch of different game prediction stuff that may come out on the PS5. And some of them I'm kind of like, okay, I'm excited to see. Some of them I'm just kind of like, eh. But I'm still going to run down the list because some of you guys out there might be more interested in the games than I. And these aren't necessarily confirmed, these are all rumors, but just kind of things that have a reason to believe that they're in development. So, starting off, we have Assassin's Creed, which, how do you feel about Assassin's Creed?
First of all, I love Assassin's Creed, except for maybe the last one. I didn't play the last one, but I played every one up until then. The newest ones definitely changed the game up with it being as open as it is. Hopefully they just take their time and did what they did last time and just make a pretty good game.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really big franchise, and I have so many of the games, and ironically enough, I haven't even played them because every time I sit down to play them, I get distracted by another game that has come out that I want to play more. So I really need to actually get caught up on that before they release them.
Right.
But I believe that the graphics are going to be insane, you
Oh
know?
yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay, so next is Call of Duty Black Ops 5. We talked about Call of Duty off and on here, and I feel like that one is TBD for me because we're going to see how that last one we talked about
Yeah.
goes, and then I'll decide if I'm interested in that. But right now, I'm just kind of sitting on the fence with that one. What about you?
Yeah, I know I'm not going to get it. Or if I do get it, I'm not going to play it. I know that sounds weird, but yeah. I don't have any real interest in Call of Duty anymore. I jumped from that to Battlefield because of the destructible environments and how big the maps are and its vehicles. So I don't play Call of Duty like that anymore.
All right. So next up, I'm just going to lump these all together because it's the same genre. All the sports games: Madden, FIFA, NHL, and NBA 2K. So you have football, soccer, hockey, and basketball. I mean, the reason why I just lump them all together, and I know I probably will get hate for that, but they're all the same thing with updated characters every year. You know what I'm saying? You know, people are going to change each year, and it's cool that they put that amount of detail into the games, and I'll give them that. But as far as being enough to just talk about it in detail, I will fall asleep. And I like sports, but I don't want to play them like that on the console. I'd rather play it in real life or go watch it on TV or in person or something. I just can't get into it like that.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. You do watch your football and everything and soccer, but you don't play it. I mean, I think it's cool. I used to play Madden and NBA 2K. And then my friend's gonna kill me, but I can care less about Madden, and he loves it to death. I do recognize the enhancements they make for each game outside of just upgrading their player stats and stuff like that, but it's a lot to it. I'm just not involved in it, and I can care less about it. I know they have like drafts and trade days, and you can just play your seasons with all your friends, and it's online. There's a lot of money involved, but
Yeah,
I'm
fantasy
not.
football and all that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not super interested in it, so I may pick up 2K later, but that's about it.
Yeah, but even then, I feel like you probably wouldn't play that to the extent that you play a lot of the other stuff.
True. That's true.
It's good, I think, in a sense of being one of those kinds of games where you can just pick it up and stop at any time. You don't have to, you know, like carry out an entire campaign to
Right.
complete it. You know, you will
Yeah.
definitely complete a full game while you're on. So next is Bloodborne Remastered. I remember when that game came out, I never really played it. I mean, it just looked okay. It reminded me of another game. I can't remember the name of it right
Demon
now.
Souls?
I don't think it was Demon's Souls. I can't remember it now. I haven't heard that title in a very long time, but I think that there had to be a really big fan base for it for them to remaster the game for the PS5. That's one of the ones I'm kind of like, eh.
Yeah, it's a good game. It's a difficult game. That's one thing that it was slated as. It's like just a hard game to play. or to beat. The graphics were good. It's not my genre of game, but my brother played it, and I watched a lot of streamers play it, and it seems fun. The combat is fun, but the story-wise, I don't know what's going on. I just know you're killing monsters and getting killed. That's it.
Like I said, meh. I'm going to move on. And then we have Astrobot Rescue Mission 2. This is supposed to be enhanced for the PS5. And I believe that with this game, they're going to try to integrate all those new features, like the controllers, you know, like the haptic responses and stuff like that. You know, with that being said, I believe Insomniac, which is not a game, but a developer.
Right.
They're working on the PSVR game that's also going to be enhanced with all that PS5 stuff. So, do you have thoughts about either of those?
I'm always down with some VR stuff, so I'll give that a try. And I like the Insomniac games because all their games are great. So, yeah, I'm excited for that. But
yeah, I think that if anything at all, I would be excited if they did a Spider-Man. And I know we just got one, but hear me out. I think that they need to take Into the Spider-Verse and make that like a game. You know, like I would love to play through that movie as a game
with different characters.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because I was just watching the movie like yesterday and I love the art style of it. It is visually like you are watching a comic book play out in front of your eyes. And so I just think it would be cool to put those elements into the game to have it be like that, play exactly the way that the movie did, except obviously you're in control of it now.
Right.
So I would love to see something like that.
That'll look great as a game, like you're saying. Especially, right? Like you said, the graphics and everything. Like the one they got out now is more, I would say, real, you know? But with this, the way it is with the movie, I think that'd be pretty dope.
Right. Like, do the art style the same and everything. I love the way the characters look. They didn't look unrealistic, but it also, you know, was true to the comic book style.
Yeah, the comic book vibe was definitely there. Go get some money.
Right? I know. And Insomniac, if y'all do decide to take my idea, I'm going to need you to cut me a check or at least send me a game to review, please. Thank you. I'll put it on my channel. I'm like joking, but not really. I really do want to play that if they do release it.
That'd be cool.
Okay, so next, Horizon Zero Dawn 2. And the reason why I think that this one is coming for real rather than just kind of speculation is that, you know, one of the principal animators, his name is Darren Randall, he shared or tweeted some photos of the entrance and the recording suite of Goodbye Kansas Studios. And that place is basically where they create visual effects and digital animation, motion captures and whatnot for different game trailers and commercials. Well, him posting the photo of that in his tweet, which he immediately deleted right after, but the internet never forgets. Right. So when you're that big, especially, you know, on Twitter or anything like that, you know people have already screenshotted it. So it's everywhere now. So it has people kind of speculating and stuff about that. And, yeah, so Goodbye Kansas is responsible for some stuff like the Cyberpunk 2077. You remember the one with Keanu Reeves? It looks freaking amazing.
Right.
That we all can't wait to play. Yep. So, like, they're behind that. And Mass Effect Andromeda. You know, despite how the game actually was.
Yeah, don't mention that one.
I'm just telling you, we're just talking about visually.
Yeah, I
you know
you.
What I'm saying? Because outside of the story and the actual game, visually, it looked really good. You can't knock them for that, you know?
It
so,
did. No, you can't. It's true.
Yeah, I mean, we're just talking about animation and trailers and stuff right here. But that's why I think that that one potentially could be a thing for the PS5.
I hope so. Horizon Zero Dawn, the first one, was amazing. At one point, it was like one of my favorite PS4 games. And the character was amazing. Everything about that game was great. And it left it open for a second game. So, hopefully, and I'm hoping that it's for the PS5. I think it'll look beautiful.
Yeah, I don't think that they would bother at this point to start developing that game for the PS4.
Right.
Being that it's already out, they will get a lot more sales, and it will be that more or that much more of a reason for Sony to push that PS5 because they can play this game on there. To me, I love my Xbox, don't get me wrong, and I'm always probably going to have Xbox just because of Gears of War alone. But when I want to look at something for visual purposes, like RPGs, things that are just like graphically appealing, I kind of gravitate to the PlayStation. Because they've always just had better graphics, in my opinion.
I could see that. Me, I'm just a fanboy, so it's Sony everything for me. I like Xbox, but I always lent, always, since I was in high school, PS1 and Xbox, I was always Sony, so that's just my reasoning.
Well, I've always played Sony. Like, you know, I had the OG PlayStation, but the thing is that a lot of times my multiplayer games, I tend to gravitate to Xbox because more of my friends are playing the multiplayer stuff on Xbox. That's when true. I'm on PlayStation, it's usually solo player games.
I can see that.
So that's, I guess, why I'm kind of in that zone with that. Anyway, Uncharted is also rumored, but I don't know. Do you feel like Uncharted is as popular as it used to be?
For me, it is. Yeah. But the last one, you know, it's like, where would they go from it? What they can do right now is leave it alone. It could be a great franchise. They don't have to touch it anymore. And part of me hopes that they don't, but a part of me that loves playing the game, hope they do make another one. I enjoy it. I like Naughty Dog as developers. They make just some great games. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never really got into that franchise, but I have a lot of friends that are really, really into it. So I'm sure it's going to be a great game. So you know that there's probably going to be a lot of indie games.
Yeah, definitely.
But I'm always excited about indie games for the reason that they're thinking outside of the box. They don't already have like this established conglomerate sort of thing where it's already cut out for them what they're going to do. So right. That's where you get the fresh ideas from. You know, I feel like every game was an indie game at some point.
True. You got to start somewhere.
Yeah. So, I'm kind of looking forward to that. I don't really have specifics on that, but I think it'll be cool to see what they come out with.
There was one that was on, I want to say E3 earlier this year, and we talked about it, I think, where it had... It's like Groundhog's Day, where you had this one scenario in this one room.
Oh, yeah.
I just can't remember the name of the game.
I know what you're talking about, where you kept waking up over and over, and you're trying to figure out what went wrong. Yeah.
Yeah. That's one thing I'm really interested in. So, hopefully, that's one of the ones that comes out in that group.
Okay. And then they also have Batman, something in the Arkham series. But I kind of have a love-hate relationship with Arkham. You know... There were a couple that were really good, and then, I don't know, I'm just, like, proceeding with caution, you know?
Right.
I don't know how to feel about that, but then they also mentioned Harry Potter, and I'm totally here for that, because, no, seriously, I've been playing Wizards Unite, I still have it on my phone, and I really like that, and I feel like if they mix in some of these new elements that they have with that game, it could be epic. So far, and don't judge me, but my favorite Harry Potter games have been the Lego games.
That's the only ones I can think of.
No, they actually had another one, and I didn't even like the way that it looked, so I didn't even try. But Harry Potter Lego Edition was great. All of the Lego games are great.
Right, we can't even argue that. That's just like,
you know,
fact. Right.
I don't care that they're targeted for little kids. I am quite entertained, and there's just things about that game that make it really appealing to me. It's funny and all of that, so
yeah, I'm right there with you.
Okay, and so lastly, Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. Pretty sure that's going to be a PS5 release, because why bother going through all of that again for the PS4 when you have a new console right around the corner?
True. So
yeah, that sucks, so that though. What?
I have to wait. I thought it was going to come out sooner than that.
Well, this is like all rumored stuff. I'm just saying that if it were me, I would think that. Because if you're going to put that much development into it, Wouldn't you rather, I know you're impatient, but wouldn't you rather just wait and have a good quality game or better than to just rush and put something out just so you could have it in your hands?
I mean, yeah, I agree with that. Especially when it comes to gaming, it's a, you want to have your best game out there. You don't want to limit the quality of the game or what it can do or what your expectations are by the console. So I will put it on the PS5.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, you don't want a rushed, half-assed game, basically, because they were trying to get it out so people can play it when it has so much more potential. And then you have more longevity by having it on the newer console. You have yet another reason to push people to buy the new console.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
But anyway, about the game, it's supposed to be set after Revenge of the Sith. And something really cool is you can customize your lightsabers. And you have like a little robot companion and you can upgrade it. And I just, you know, looked at the pictures and stuff of the robots. They are so cute. I just want to play for the sake of lightsabers and tiny robots. You know, like, I mean, it's cool too. The story is cool. Don't get me wrong. Right. But it's like, little things. Robot. Right. I want a tiny robot. I don't feel like there's a problem with that. It doesn't have to be BB-8. It doesn't have to be any of the OG ones, you know?
Your own little robot.
Right. But do you think that that timeline was a good choice? Because I do. I think it was good because it gives you enough content, you know, from the preceding movies, I guess, leading up to that, that you could, you know, just have or make a reasonably long game. I don't mean like excessive, but you don't want the game to be super short either.
True.
So I think it's good for that. I think it's good for the nostalgia because those are classic Star Wars movies, you know, back in that time frame.
Yeah.
And then also it allows room to grow. So since they don't have the, you know, like the newer releases integrated in this, that means if people like it, then they can create more games and keep going forward and build upon what they already have.
True.
Versus That's if true. They just started with the newer franchises, then where do you go from there? Then everything is going to be a prequel.
Right. You're kind of locked in. That's true.
Right. So what do you think?
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely excited for it. And it's enough time in between the movie and the game. And with it coming out on the PS4, which I hope it does come out on the PS4 now. I don't know, you got plenty of time. Isn't there another movie coming out in between that?
I believe so.
Yeah, it's good. I think they keep pushing out the content at the right time. They'll be good. They'll stay relevant and so forth.
Yeah. Lastly, I have that, you know, Deadpool was owned by Fox and all of that. And when it was owned by Fox, it was rated R. But because Disney bought that franchise out, they were talking about changing the rating of it, but now they're saying that they're going to keep it as an R rating. It's still going to be Ryan Reynolds, which I am happy about hearing both things, because how can you have a non-R rated Deadpool? If anything, it could be like NC-17, okay? It could be on some levels even above that, because Deadpool is pretty raunchy.
Yep.
And
especially you can't, which comic book you read.
Right. You can't water down Deadpool. It just doesn't work for that character. So I'm glad to hear that, at least. And they're in talks of maybe trying to see if they can kind of push the envelope with the other MCU stuff. Ooh. And maybe bumping a couple of those up to rated R too, which I think would be cool because there's so much stuff I believe gets omitted because they have to stay within that rating.
Like the new Doctor Strange movie. Isn't that PG-13? No.
I don't know what the rating is.
But I know it's supposed to be like their first like horror Marvel movie.
Yeah.
Supposedly. So we'll see where that goes. Maybe that'll trigger that to be rated R.
And I'm excited to see that anyway, because I actually did enjoy the first Doctor Strange. And I was just watching Avengers Infinity War again yesterday. I had a lot of time, man. It was like crappy weather and nothing was going on. So I watched a lot of Marvel movies. But anyway, it was just funny the back and forth between him and Tony Stark. May he rest in peace, you know. And I'm going to miss that part, but I feel like he kind of had that smart ass element to him as well.
Sure did.
So maybe he will be the new Tony in that aspect.
Maybe.
I mean, obviously
They
he's
do got
never
that
going to
kind of
be as
relationship.
cool as Iron Man,
Right.
but I'm just saying, 'cause I know you're an Iron Man fan.
True.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm sad all over again thinking about poor Peter Parker. Okay, I don't want to get sad.
You
Let's
did
move
this to
on.
yourself.
I did do this to myself. All right, what do you have, Rain?
A few short things, but first I'm gonna start off with the Jared Leto drama that's been happening
Bum bum
recently. I
bum.
know it's getting sadder and sadder as the days go on,
Yeah.
because reports has it that he tried to stop the new Joker movie.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he.
That's so petty.
I know. He said he complained like to his agent, and then even asked about his music manager about calling it off. Of course, it didn't work. But
Oh my God, that's so petty.
he wasn't happy. He felt betrayed. More recent news: he's no longer, well, reportedly no longer part of that universe anymore. So he won't be playing the Joker anymore.
Well, you know, it's for the best, 'cause number one, your Joker was trash, Jared. I don't care. Like, I used to like Jared Leto, and now just hearing that already I've lost respect for him, because just take it like a man. You know, I understand that you feel wronged. I really do. But at the same time, you handled that in completely the wrong way. That was
Right.
childish. You know,
Awful.
it really was. And then, like, what are you even defending? Nobody liked your Joker. Get over it. And
That's
I
the
don't know if
thing.
that was direction or your choice. I heard it was his choice, but then he was trying to go back and say that it was the direction of the movie. But you've already put that in our minds, and we can't unsee it now. And even though he wasn't necessarily like a bad fit, like aesthetically wise, for the Joker, I mean, I didn't agree with the how they did him up, but he still could have pulled off the look.
Right.
It was just bad, and he wasn't even in the movie that much.
Nope.
And I would not want to see another two movies with that Joker. I mean, are you just You just want to be out there as long as people are talking about you, it's okay.
Right. Bad or good?
Right.
It
It's
never
like,
was
I'll take what
good.
I can get.
Yeah.
Sit down, Jared.
Not
Go home, you're drunk.
cool. Right. Next up, we talked about this around the April Fool's time, and it was the Yakuza RPG, but it's no longer an April Fool's joke. It's actually the Yakuza 7 game coming
What?
up. I know, right?
Yes. I need
Right?
it yesterday.
I'm not sure when the release date is, but it's pretty far along, and it's saying that it's going to lengthen basically the whole game with this new combat system, and it looks really cool. So check it out. I don't have a whole bunch of information on it, but it's coming out. I know it's soon, and the combat system has changed to the RPG style, so I'm excited.
That is cool. Where is it going to be released? Is it going to be like all the platforms or?
Ooh, I don't. Typically, it's on all of them now. It used to be on just the PlayStation before,
Okay.
because I know Sega is the developer, I think. So it should come to every console.
That's awesome.
I'm excited. I
I
really
feel
am.
like I would want to either play that on the PS4 or the PC. I don't think that's an Xbox game for me.
All those Yakuza games are all together on the PlayStation platform. So
Very cool. I have to look that up because I want to
yeah,
see more.
it looks cool. So there's a Barney movie being
Why?
made, and it's produced by Daniel Kaluuya. I think I
Oh,
said
the
his last.
dude from Get Out
Yeah.
and also Black Panther, and he's in all the things. He was in Black
Exactly.
Mirror. He's a really good actor. I like him.
He really is. I'm very confused by this. I don't know how it's going to go with the Barney movie and him directing it. I'm pretty sure he's a great director. He's already a great actor. But like, what are you going to do with the live action Barney movie?
Why this though? And how is it live action? Is he going to be like a real Tyrannosaurus? Is it like Jurassic Park Kid Edition? You
No
know,
idea.
I now see that I might watch though, because
A
seriously, because like the kids think that he's cool, but then All of a
You
sudden, he
would.
snaps and he goes on this
Yeah.
rampage and starts chasing the kids. And it's like, ah! And and then the kids are all,
Yeah,
and
so
then
you
it
need help.
turns like completely dark. I will watch that.
That is hilarious.
Or maybe, like, if they're having a face off with Barney versus Baby Shark, doo-doo-doo-doo, and it's like sharks versus dinos. It could be a B movie.
That's gonna be a B movie. You just said it.
Yes,
It's
it
gonna
could
happen.
be a
That's how
B
movies
movie.
happen. That's how
Like,
boo movies
you've
happen.
seen Mega Shark and what was the other?
Sharknado and all that stuff?
Sharknado.
Right. Somebody was doing this right here, said it, and somebody made it.
It did. They did.
So
And so make that
congratulations.
happen.
Baby
But,
Shark versus
you know,
Barney.
exactly. That would be really funny. I would watch that. 'Cause who would win?
Barney.
You think
No,
so?
I don't know.
I feel like Barney would go nuts after hearing that song over and over and over. Because see, in this movie, instead of like, you know how in Jaws it's like dun 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 dun. Well,
Right.
when they're coming, you hear Baby Shark, doo, 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 doo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
So that would be funny. I would
would be
watch that. Let
funny.
me write that movie. And even the Barney movie, let me write that one too. Because
My
it's like
goodness.
when keeping it real goes wrong, but with Barney.
Yeah.
You know, Barney was just your average blue collar worker in the theme park. But one day things got dark, real dark. And then you see all the kids like huddled around him and singing. And then it just gets dark. And then there's like a thunderbolt or something. And when he gets up, it's zombie Barney. And then he starts chasing all the children. It's gonna be awesome.
Therapist is needed on this podcast. We need one. If you're out there, if you're listening, please send us an email. Contact us. We have some discussing to do.
You know what? This podcast is sponsored by. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, I'm gonna shut up now since you're trying to shame me and my movie ideas. Now watch, when this comes out,
It's coming out.
okay?
I'm not, there's no
When it
doubt that
comes
it's
out,
coming
because
out.
somebody hears my wonderful ideas and they are dying laughing, not only are they gonna green light this movie, they're about to hire me on as a writer.
Hope so. I hope so.
And
I
then
want
you
to be the
will
first
eat
to
your
watch it.
words. Yes.
With a spoon and fork.
Yes. Bon appetit, bitches. Okay, moving
Oh,
on.
snap. Okay, moving on. Next up, I have Cowboy Bebop News. And
Oh
it's
no,
been
not what I
out,
saw.
yeah, 7 to 9 months halted production due to the injury of
John Cho.
John Cho, yeah. And
Yeah, I'm sad about that. Go ahead, I'm
yeah, I
sorry.
don't,
I'm gonna
you're
interrupt
good. I
you.
don't know, there's no detail that I can find that has his what his injury is, but I know he has to have surgery. But he seems okay enough to tweet and post on Instagram, so that, I guess that's a good thing.
Well, I have an injury too. My feelings are hurt by the halt in this production. I need John Cho to rest up and get better because I did not like hearing that news or seeing that
Yeah.
article. It made me really sad because I really do like him as the choice for Spike. Because you know, Cowboy Bebop is like my fave.
Oh, that's gonna be fire.
Yes, I just can't wait to see it. It just made me. I felt a way. I felt a way for sure.
A lot of things are happening on sets nowadays, at least that are getting out. And hopefully these people will stop doing their own stunts all the time.
Well, it's not even always a situation like that because not everybody wants to do their own stunts. A lot of people have stunt doubles. But, you know, freak accidents happen.
True.
Sometimes things you don't predict happen. And it could have been something where they weren't even filming. You know, it could have been something between the takes or something. You don't.
Yeah.
They didn't
That's
really
true.
give a lot of
Detail on
detail.
what his injury is. Yeah, that's true. I just hope he's okay. Like, you know.
I do too. Get well soon.
Get well soon from the Geek's Advocate.
Right?
And next up, or lastly, I would say, and you know, we've already talked about this before in a way, is this going to be another Batman movie? and we already knew this, but they just casted Zoe Kravitz as Catwoman and Paul Dano as the Riddler. And they'll be co-starring with, of course, Robert Pattinson as Batman and Jeffrey Wright as Commissioner Gordon. What do you think about the casting of the Batman?
Wait a minute, who was Commissioner Gordon?
Jeffrey Wright. If you saw his face, you know. He's in a lot of...
Okay, I just Googled him.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I could see that. Now, I'm totally here for Zoe.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to be awesome. Riddler, I'm really not that familiar with the actor enough to really make a judgment on that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also, like I said, trying so hard to reserve judgment about Robert Pattinson because Twilight. Okay. That's the only thing. I honestly, I've never even seen the Twilight movies. It came on TV because I refuse to pay for it. I'm not paying for that. So it came on TV once, and I think I made it maybe like 15 minutes into the movie, and then I had to turn it off. So I really don't know what level actor he is, but I feel like most of his fans have been from that movie.
Okay.
And sometimes people will surprise you, though. Like, you don't think they'll be good for a role, and then they just kill it. So I'm excited for it either way, because it can't be any worse than Jared Leto did the Joker. At least there's that, you guys. You know, right? He'll just show up as a cameo in there or something.
Right, in the background. Right? When he's supposed to be on set.
Like, security. Sir. Right? Who let you in?
I'm excited for it. And I think Robert is I think he'll play it well. He has that look of a Bruce Wayne to me. And I think he'd do a good job.
I could see him as Bruce Wayne. I think my reservation has always been him as Batman, not the Bruce Wayne part. Because he's a pretty boy. So essentially, you just need that kind of pretty boy vibe and a little bit of, like, you know.
Roughness.
For Bruce Wayne. Like, you have to be quick-witted, I guess, is what I was thinking.
That's all I have on my section of the new.
So next up, we have For the Culture, and this week, Rain has chosen the topic.
So I try to discuss this or get this out of my brain, but recently I watched the TV series on Netflix, Raising Dion, and I came up with the question of, are non-mainstream superhero movies taking over, and are there any good? I'm not going to tell you too much about the show, but in my opinion, the show was okay, but it made me think about where the superhero genre is going. Where do you think it's going, leaving the comic book series?
Well, first of all, it's about Raising Dion. It did not really grab me enough to make me want to watch it. It just didn't. Looking at the trailer, it just kind of looked bland. I haven't watched it, so I can't really judge it, you know, the way that you can. But, you know, at the same time, we did discuss wanting people to come out with new innovative things and stop rebooting and regurgitating things that we have already seen time and time again. So in that aspect, I'm excited that they're trying new things, even if they don't always pan out. You know, we have, like, the major corporations, Marvel, we have DC, despite how, you know, it could go either way with them. It's like, flip a coin. But it's cool that other people are taking fresh ideas and putting them on the screen. So I do like that, but I just haven't seen a whole lot that has made me excited to see it and, like, I can't wait for the next one sort of thing. I don't think there's anything wrong with having new superheroes.
Yeah, I think they tend to fall on the cheesy side of things. And I don't know if it's because of the budget. You know, Marvel has a humongous budget, so you can make anything happen with them. And then you go to, well, Netflix is different now because they got money. But before, you know, you had shows like, I don't know, some things tend to fall on the cheesy side, and the story is not that great all the time. I don't know where it's really going to end up going with this whole superhero genre of movies and TV shows.
I think that if the story is good, well written enough, that sometimes you can overlook the cheesy aspect. because think about back in the day when there were good movies, but the special effects weren't the best, but the story was so good that it would still hold you. And it's possible to do it, but it's hard to find that line, you know, without crossing it into cheesiness. Like, you know, yeah, I know we like to make fun of and talk about B-movies and stuff, but I really am rooting for, like, more new innovative content. Because if they reboot freaking Batman one more time, my God.
This is enough already. Don't get me wrong, I'm excited for it, but another one?
I want to see it, don't get me wrong, but like, how many reboots have we had for Batman? Exactly. How many different Batmans have we had for Batman? How many Jokers have we had for that matter?
Right.
You know, like, not counting Jared Leto, we still had a lot.
Yeah.
You know, so I just, I feel lukewarm about it. Like, I want it to be a thing, and I want them to be successful, but I also want it to be good. Don't just throw something at us and call it a superhero movie and expect us to be like, oh, it's amazing, if it's really not.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. And that's all I have for the culture.
Okay, so now we're going to move on from that to our spotlight for the week, and Rain has that as well.
Yes, I do. And this spotlight goes to MomoClix Photography. I've actually been in talks with them for a couple of days now, actually. And they're based in Alabama. It's ran by Cheyenne, who is a photographer and cosplayer. Her next convention is in Atlanta at AWA. So if you go there, please check them out. They're always at MomoCon and at Alabama conventions. She's an awesome photographer. This month and next month, they will be doing monthly meetups where they have photographers and cosplayers or models get together and do a photo shoot. It's usually themed, so I'm not sure what the next month theme is going to be, but I've been invited to go. There's a photographer next month to check it out, and when I do that, I'll definitely give you guys an update on how that went. But check her out on Instagram at MomoClix Photography and also on Facebook at MomoClix Photography.
Sounds great. I'm going to have to check her out. I do hope to meet and maybe shoot with them at some point in the future, because if they're in Alabama, then clearly they're going to be in the East Coast, you know, somewhere.
Right.
So I'm hoping eventually maybe I'll get to check them out. But the rest of you guys and me as well, we are going to go check out MomoClix Photography on social media. Right, Rain?
That is right. Please check her out on Instagram, like I said, at MomoClix. That's where she is a lot more active, at least when it comes to her content. So check her out on Instagram for sure. And if you are in the Alabama or just want to be in Alabama, I don't know what you're doing with your life, but on the Facebook page.
Why are you so judgy today? Oh, the shade, so strong. Got the chills.
You can go on her Facebook page and apply, pretty much, if you are a model or cosplayer model or whatever, to be selected amongst the group that she would select to take pictures. So if you want to do that, check it out. MomoClix Photography.
Well, that wraps it up for this week's episode of the Geeks Advocate podcast. You can contact us, as always, at thegeeksadvocate@gmail.com. Follow along on our social media. We have Instagram and Facebook at The Geeks Advocate, as well as Twitter. You can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and hopefully soon we'll also be on iHeartRadio. Thanks for checking us out again this week. Don't forget to listen, share, and subscribe. And we'll see you on the next episode.
Peace.